Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Doug is in need of a second date update this morning, and we're going to try to help him out. Hi, Doug.
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all?
Good.
We're good. We're good. So good. Tell us about Tiffany. How did you meet her, and how'd the first date go?
Yes, I met Tiffany online, actually. We talked for a couple of weeks before we met for coffee, just kind of simple. And first of all, I don't do a ton of dating. That's why I like to talk to people before we actually meet, so I can kind of, you know, get to know them, get a feel for them.
Right.
You know, I want to make sure I like them before we spend any significant time together. And then I like the first one to be quick, you know, just in case, right?
So yeah, for
quick
sure.
Cup of coffee.
Easy out.
Yes. I thought we hit it off. We had kind of already gotten to know each other a little bit through messaging, and so I felt like the chemistry was there. And I totally thought there was a lot of chemistry. The vibes were great. We were laughing. I was flirting. She was responding. I thought I was pretty charming. We spent about an hour together, and I told her that I wanted to see her again. And she said that would be okay. You know, she smiled about it. And so I reached out to her, and she hasn't gotten back to me. So I don't get it. Mm. I don't know.
What'd you guys talk about?
You know, where we're from and kind of what we do and what we're into, hobbies. And
did it feel to you like you have a lot in common?
Yeah, I feel like we had a lot in common. You know, I don't know. I may have been getting missed messages, or, you know, maybe she was, I don't know. She could have just was probably being nice, or I don't know.
Yeah, but you did say she was flirting. You felt like she was flirting back, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Based on what? Like the way she was looking at you? Was there any physical contact? Like, did she touch your arm or laugh at your jokes? That kind of stuff? That kind of flirting?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was all body language, really. Like, I feel like she was leaning in. You know, either that or she's a fabulous actor or something. Like, I don't know.
You're right, though. The leaning in is something that I feel like gets overlooked.
I agree, Jeff.
The lean in is a big sign.
It is big.
Conversation was great. Everything. I mean, I'm sitting here like clueless. I have no idea why I haven't gotten a call back, why I haven't heard from her.
Right.
You know.
Well, we'll take a break then, and we'll call her when we come back, see what Tiffany really thought of her coffee date with Doug, and if there's any chance of getting together for like a date as second date update continues on Cincinnati's Q102.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has an
art. Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Doug met Tiffany online. Their first quote-unquote date was a coffee date, but they had spoken, I guess, for a couple of weeks before they met up. That's one of Doug's things, is he likes to have some online conversation first, make sure this is someone he wants to meet in person, and then when they do, you want that easy out, and that's what's great about coffee dates. It's kind of a thing. A lot of people are doing them because they don't last that long, and it's not that big a commitment, and you don't blow a whole evening. He thought there was great chemistry, good vibes. Some mutual flirting. He felt like he was on his A game. Mr. Charming himself. He expressed to her that he'd like to see her again. She said okay. So when he reached out, he was disappointed when she didn't reach back. And here we are. Doug, did you think of anything significant that's worth bringing up that we left out or that you thought of over the break that we should mention?
You know, with it being a coffee date, I wanted to stay around. I wanted to linger a little bit, you know.
Did she seem like she was in a hurry to get out of there?
No, it was about an hour. But yeah, I didn't want it to be over, and I wanted to see her again. So, yeah. Like, that's why I'm confused.
Okay.
And I thought she wanted to see me again.
Right. Okay, let's call her up and see what she says.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, can we speak to Tiffany, please?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Tiffany. It's Jeff and Jen, along with Fritch and Tim at Q102. How are you this morning?
Hey, how are you?
Good. Do you ever have a chance to listen to our show? Are you a fan?
I am, especially if you say I want some tickets to something. Ooh.
Uh-oh. You know, we might have something around here. Let's see how this goes first. We wanted to chat with you about a friend of yours we met, not in person, but we spoke to him on the phone. We got a call from Doug, who you met up for coffee with.
Mm.
You remember Doug?
Doug.
Yeah, you met him online. You guys talked for a bit.
Yeah, I can't believe. What did he call you for?
Well, because he wants to see you again. He really enjoyed your company, enjoyed talking to you, and would like to take you out, like on a real date.
Like more. He wants more.
Oh. Are you dating someone else? You got something else going on?
I'm dating everybody. No.
You're dating everybody.
I like the honesty.
Okay. Totally.
No, Doug, that's going to be a negative on that.
Why?
He's nice. And I thought that I had gotten to know him via the texting, you know, the messaging and things like that. I thought I got to know him a little bit. But once we were in person, he likes, like, wrestling and then that other thing, like, who is it? Seth Rogen? Joe Rogen? Who is it?
Oh.
The other fighting? Joe Rogen? Whatever.
The UFC? Anyway. The Ultimate Fighting?
Oh, okay, see, that's what you see?
Joe Rogen, you know, he is like a sportscaster for the UFC.
Oh, is he?
Ultimate Fighting. He does like the like the play-by-play?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I remember that from my old dating
days.
Yeah,
he's super involved in all of...
Oh, and he's a fan of his?
Right. He loves all of that. Like, he could not stop talking about all of that.
Like the WWE and the UFC?
Absolutely. Whatever these little acronyms or little whatever they are. I do not know, nor do I care. It was just a lot. I thought that maybe he had something else to talk about. Clearly, he didn't pull this rabbit out the hat during the messaging because we wouldn't have made it to the coffee.
So what, like the conversation kept gravitating back toward that?
Yes. And I'm like, I have no clue of what you're talking about.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's hard when you like have somebody that's really into something and you don't really know anything about it. You don't want to know anything about it. And that's all they really like.
Yeah.
And is it just me or does it seem like the people that get into the wrestling and the fighting it's not like they dabble in it. It's like they are all, they're not interested or they are all in, super passionate fans about it.
It's like CrossFit. Well, when you start CrossFit, the first rule of CrossFit is you got to talk about CrossFit. You got to tell everyone about CrossFit.
Well, Tiffany, we've got Doug on the line, so let's clear this up for him. Doug, you still there with us?
Yeah. I mean, if you weren't into that, like, you know, why didn't you just say anything? You just kept smiling and nodding, like, just letting me go on and on. And you kept asking so many questions about it. Like, what's up with that?
Yeah, that would lead me to believe that you're interested.
Yeah.
Because I have home training. I wasn't trained to not be interested in somebody, what they're saying, but I kept trying to turn it into something else, lead it to a different topic. And somehow, no matter whatever topic I was talking about, it could be about cooking, he would bring it back to wrestling. Who is it? The Rock. Little stuff like that. Like, it's ingrained in me now. Like,
are you not into like a hero story? Like, are you not into people transforming themselves into something better? Like, yeah, I was talking about The Rock because he started with $7 in his pocket. Like, I thought that was inspirational to you. That's the stuff of dreams. Like, I get it. It's not for everybody, but if you weren't into it, just say that.
You know, I was told once by a marriage therapist that if you got a husband and wife, let's say, you know, she's not into football, he's a huge sports fan, the best way to suck her in is to tell her the stories about the players' relationships, like the personal stories about the players that you're a fan of, because it can potentially draw her in, like, oh, wait, that's the guy who you said was...
That's the guy that has 6 kids.
Right.
No, but that's why they do all those stories before the Super Bowl. Like, you know,
The human interest stories to draw the women in who don't care about football.
And the same with the playoffs. Like, they'll interview whomever's there, Travis Kelce or whatever, and they'll talk about all his charity work and all of his stuff like that. Like, they do that kind of stuff on purpose to get people that don't care about it into it.
Yeah, I mean, the stuff that's happening with Taylor Swift and the NFL, I mean, that's got to go. But, the Kelce brothers are, like, just great. You know what I mean? Like,
but the ratings the NFL is enjoying thanks to Taylor Swift.
If you just watch one documentary about Hulk Hogan with me, you know, like, I'd explain to you what's going on and, like, I think you'd enjoy it.
You know, to his credit, I did really like that Hogan reality show he used to have on VH1. Yeah. It was not that bad.
I'll tell you what, Tiffany. I mean, you think Doug's bad. Spend some time in Florida, because when Jen and I lived down there, the wrestling culture down there is next level.
Yeah.
A lot of those guys live down there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I grabbed Randy Macho Man Savage's butt in a bar at the Yucatan liquor stand one night. I just walked right up.
It's a way of life, brother.
I know it.
And he didn't even feel it.
No. That was one solid behind, I'll tell you.
It was a rock back
then. That was something. That was hardcore.
Nothing was shaking.
Yep.
Wow. Are we done yet?
All right. No chance of a second date.
No.
I'm sorry, Doug.
Hey, it's all good. It's not for everybody.
Yeah.
All right. At least we know now, though, right?
Fine. Yeah.
Well, Tiffany, thanks for taking the call.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, appreciate it. She can't hang up fast enough. This is awesome.
Well, if we can do a second date update for you, shoot us an email, Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com. Coming up, do you really have to wash shredded cheese before eating it? We'll have that story coming up. Plus, the glitch that deleted an entire major city from Instagram and Facebook. News that didn't make the news is coming up.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.